Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! We want to say good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Good morning to our amazing studio audience! Yes, to our Facebook familia,
yeah.
As Laura said. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Woo!
It's growing
and growing and growing.
We're
so excited for you guys today. First of all, well, good morning.
Hallelujah.
You know how we say hallelujah? Listen, y'all, we're not going to say hallelujah. We're going to say hallelujah. Shut up. How we, you know, God is calling us deeper.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Yes.
God is calling his people deeper.
Yes. Yeah.
To go in so that he can. Good morning, my co-pastor, Pastor Rick Paul.
Yes.
Well, hold on. Pastor Prophet. Let's call the 646-668-2247.
Yes.
And then we can talk to you because we
call.
Yes. So that's our calling number.
Sorry.
Yeah, but to God be the glory.
Remember Mama used to call to Mama.
Oh, well, she's, oh my God. When I think about that, I was like, why was my mom calling me? I mean, she's been calling every Tuesday. That's all time she calls. Really, Mom? But okay. So I'm just so excited. Y'all can tell. Y'all can tell that every day we're excited. Good morning.
Oh,
yeah, God is not playing about it. He's not playing about it.
Thank you,
Lord. I'm about to run around the mansion right now. Woo, but you know, hope she's ready. Hope is ready to run. Okay? She ready to run and she's going to make y'all run. So, yeah. I love that. So, we're so excited today,
yes,
Lord Kelly.
Yes.
But I'm excited for God's people.
Yes.
That's who I'm excited about because we all are lining up for the blessings, the exponential blessings that he said he will pour out over all of us. He said, I will open the windows. Windows of heaven, and I will pour you out a blessing that you won't even have enough room to receive.
Woo.
That's why you got to have the mindset like the GGs to share them the overflow, because they don't come without a gift.
Yes. Because
you know why? They represent God, because God's so love that he gave.
Hey.
Come on, y'all. Can I get a hand clap? Amen. So we're excited. Y'all be like, what is wrong with them girls if y'all only knew when you wake up in the morning and you just see God's face.
Yes.
And he began to tell you about the day that he has planned, which is his plan.
Yes.
His plan.
Yes.
See, when you got a plan, it might work a little while, but it's not going to work forever.
Yes.
And then most of the times what we do is we get so frustrated at God. Because we're praying, God, do this, Lord, help me with that. But you haven't asked him, what do you have need of me today?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get your plan in house in his plan, it will blow up.
Yeah.
Y'all already know I like to say it because it's true. He'll drop it like it's hot.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. He will do it.
That's the Holy Spirit fire.
Bam. So that's why we ignited, because we're full of his fire.
Yes.
And listen, I'm like Jeremiah 29. Come on now. I can't hold it in. And I'm not going to keep holding it in. And don't expect me to. And I'm unapologetically crunk in the kingdom. Okay? Yes. Twin sister. What would you like to say to our audience this morning, our people?
Buenos dias, and Jesus loves you. We're so blessed that you're part of what God is doing for His glory. And as we all come together in unity with Him, there's going to be authority, power, dominion.
You better say it.
Tear down those walls that need to be torn down, and whatever He wants to do in our lives, you know. And I just thank Him because He's the Father of restoration and healing.
He will do it.
He gives us hope. And not only us, but our whole family. He's going to touch our neighborhood. I just thank God that He's an awesome God, and He has so much love for all of us. And I thank God for each and one of you being here. Le damos gracias a toda la familia de and Reynosa and Marcos. We love y'all. Pastor Enrique, thank you. Gracias for what you're doing. And everyone in Nuevo Laredo, my familia that tunes in, and they say, we're learning. And English, and I'm learning Spanish, how to read it. Estoy aprendiendo cómo leer la palabra. Keep praying. Sigan orando con mí. I'm a student. We're students. We have a teachable heart.
Yes.
We have teachable hearts, and I just thank God for that.
Learning, knowing, and growing. Woo! Yes. Today, America, we really want to blow the trumpet today.
Yes.
And we really want to speak life into your freedom. We want you to understand how free you can really be.
Woo!
And not be bound down by religion and people's thoughts and people's what, you know, and you got to be careful. That's why we always say, and let me help out with my co-pastor here. He always say, because I say we need to get set free from me. Which is true. But first of all, you got to get set free from you. Because see, we're our own worst enemy. Yes. When God will tell you something, and you'll go over there and talk yourself out of what God is telling you.
Yep.
Come on now. And then then we get mad at God.
Yes.
Yes. So we want to talk today, even though that's not our topic today, but it's His topic.
Yes.
That's what He's talking about. He's talking about freedom.
Yes.
Because when you are free, the Word of God said, you are free indeed. And that's the explanation point, period. All of that stuff to go with that. And that's enough said. You don't even have to talk about it anymore. Now you got to walk in it.
Yes.
Okay? Because a pair of lips will say anything. Mm-hmm. You know, people can say, well, I'm free. And the next 15 minutes, they bound and cussing out people. Okay?
Yes.
Hello?
And check yourself again.
We always make sure that we blow the trumpet today because it's so important that we are here to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? We have to be encouraged before we even sit here.
Yes.
And most of the times we're in the mirror encouraging ourselves.
Yeah.
Come on now. Stop getting mad at the deacons and the elders and the pastors. They just ain't got time for me. Well, you got time for yourself. Come on now. Encourage yourself so that you can encourage
someone else.
Come on now. Yeah, because we put too much weight on people and all these titles and stuff. Really, the man and the woman of God, they're just people like you. They just say, yes, Lord, I'll teach these hard-head people. Uh-oh, did I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've been there. We know.
And we're still hard-headed.
We have our moments. Help me, Lord.
Yes. So I'm just excited.
We're transparent, okay?
Yes. I'm just excited that, you know, and what we do, you know, I'm not going to say it's not easy, but every day that year after year, Tuesday after Tuesday, we are here. You know, and that's what I love about the Ortizes because they inspire us. If I just want to lay in the bed, I was like, no, my mom and dad are going to be there. I'm going to get a whoop. I'm going to get up. And they inspire us to keep moving and pushing it because they come.
Yes,
they come, rain, sleet, or snow.
No,
they are here in the studio audience with Leo.
Yes,
with Leo.
Yes,
and I'm like, that's Leo. And Leo got his own little spot that he smells and do what he do. Brother Leo, he's coming out. You don't even know him. And let me tell you something. Brother Leo come to church, too.
Yeah. And he loves posing for the pictures, too.
Yes. So listen. I really want to help somebody get set free. Because, you know, a lot of times people will think, can you believe they brought that dog to church? Well, the dog is coming more than you.
And when he come in,
he know how to, that's why he got the fruit of the spirit. He know how to sit down. Y'all don't never hear him bark, do you? No, he might sneeze or something, but he don't bark. But that's just so powerful. Because, you know, we can learn from a lot of things.
Yes.
Everything is on this earth for us to learn from
it.
And I got to make sure that I level up in this season. because now we're doing dimension.
Yes.
I hope y'all are ready.
Yes.
We're about to take flight today.
Woo!
Good morning, General Warrior Sister Shakina
Holmes.
Woo! Yes, because she got out back. She's normally here, and however, and I'm excited for her today because me and co-pastor Rick, Pastor Prophet Rick, he got so many of them going on right now, but she is going to minister her first sermon on the fifth Sunday.
Yes, and we have such a wonderful weekend, blessed weekend with the Roku TV taping and then service on Sunday.
Oh, it was
a House of Glory. Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing and beautiful weekend doing kingdom work with Glory and just connecting with our familia. And we have a special guest today for first time.
We have three.
We got four. And I'm just so blessed and thankful that y'all part of this because it's going to do great things in your life.
Yes, it is.
How we started in that room, where she started, I can't remember started, but I remember when we were in that room, just me and you, and then Dalise was always in the front row,
in the hallway.
In the hall with one seat.
Yeah.
And then we were praying that one day there would be a full room, and we're going on our fifth year?
Well, together.
Together.
Yeah. But it's 8 years.
For her. And see, when you continue to be diligent and persistent to His glory, it will manifest. Whatever God promises you for you and your family, and you stand steadfast, and you have a teachable heart, and you allow God to do a clean your heart and release things that are not supposed to be in there because it's an everyday walk, and then He will direct your steps every day.
Yes,
and it's just amazing because this is our familia that keeps growing and growing. When I say that, I'm thankful to God because it's all for His glory and we're connected for His glory.
Yeah.
And it's all for His glory and for Jesus, you know. Okay. And I just thank God for the unity.
Yeah. And because, you know, and that's what it's all about. We have to learn that we are the change. Okay, we are the ones in the earth that God tells us already our mandate is just to be the salt and the light. It's real simple, America. Okay, if we are the salt and the light, that means that we are illuminating and we are a flavorful illumination. Because that's why the churches, some churches are packed out, but we are the church.
Yes.
Let's get that straight again.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not about the building.
Yes.
We thank God for them so we don't be in the sun. But I tell you what, in Mexico, some people ain't got no buildings, and they sold out. They walked 18 miles to church. And we can't get in the car and drive 8 minutes.
Yeah, I've been in Mexico,
come on, y'all.
And they bow down and pray to the Lord. And there's a rock.
Yeah.
And they're praising God.
Yes.
And giving them thanks.
And it's a lot of other countries that they do that.
Yes.
And we are such a spoiled nation. We have access to everything. And we still don't give God the glory. We don't give Him our time. We don't give Him our money. We just want, give me, give me, give me. God, I want this. I want a bigger house. Well, are you cleaning the house you got now? Uh-oh, did I say that? Okay, give me a bigger car. You ain't even washed the car in 5 years. And you want another car? We got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves because we get into this posture of begging God for He's already supplied our needs. He's already done it, but we're not even stewarding that. See, stewardship is your currency.
Mm.
It's your access that's attached to your faith.
Mm.
And when you have your faith is what will unlock a door.
Yes.
And we do all of this though. We have the stewardship. We got to be mindful. Then we access our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Then we unlock the door, and then we have the audacity to not even go in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we say, well, Lord, when is it going to be my turn? And He's like, good to my. That's going to keep working me. Jesus paid it off.
Yes,
He paid it in full. He said it's finished.
Yes.
So now we got to walk it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Every day you should be exuberant. I mean, you don't have to be radical and sold out like me and my twin, but we just is. That's not proper English, but we is. Okay?
Sí lo somos.
Yes. And I got to get over there and get in this word, because it's probably going to be a two-portion series on the teaching of it. But God wants us to talk today to you about that. You are his reflection.
Mm. Yes.
So don't let people turn you down.
Because
they'll say, they'll say, because I have them telling me, even in my family, you weigh too much. But they get in my way too much car. Uh-oh. Did I say that? Yes. Okay. It ain't want my way too much. How you do that? But I'm way too much, remember? But it's okay, because I've been set free. And I'm going to be turned up. Okay?
Yes.
For the things of God. Because listen, America, today is really the only day we have.
Yes.
Today. So you have to really challenge yourself. Am I being affected today? We got to learn that we are his reflection.
Yes.
But we walk around with the bumper stickers. Uh-oh.
And the t-shirts.
The t-shirts, the big crosses. And I'm telling you, we got to stay prayed up. Because the word of God tells us already that sin is crouching at your door. So that means when you open your door, it's got a posture that's ready to jump up on you. And the same person that was in the house speaking in tongues. Uh-oh, did I say that? Okay. And praise the Lord, crunk up. Church, crunk up, praise, worship. As soon as you get in your car, you can cuss the people out the red light. Okay? But I'm telling you, we got to be mindful, because if we are fervent in our seat where we sit in him, of he and us and we in him, then nothing shouldn't flicker your flame like that. You shouldn't get flicked by the like a light switch. And that's why we say it's a thin line before where we were and where we are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can take 40 years to walk out our salvation. And if it take a red light person to flick you off in 1 second, those whole 40 years, then you got to go back and start to where you left off, pick up, and then, you got to repent. And I hope the people that's around you cussed out so you can repent to them. Because really, we got to really understand what we're doing, because we are his reflection. And if you're not going to represent God, then stop putting on the shirt. Stop. Take that bumper sticker off your car. Because the people that are following you, you're flipping them off. And then they drive behind you, and they like, what? Oh, that's Jesus. You just flipped me out. I'm like, here they go. That's why I go to church. That's why I don't do them church people. Because that's the part right there. That's what I'm talking. And then we blew our opportunity for the day. No, really.
Yes.
Then we got to start back tomorrow
yes.
with the new day,
yes.
with some new mercy, and some new grace. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
So we
yes.
have to make sure that we are checking ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
That's why we're going to talk about this word today, because
yes.
it all starts with the man in the mirror.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So today we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 3:12. You ready, Lord Kelly?
Yes.
Woo!
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios, que
es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit,
continue to manifest
thank
in our
Lord.
Hearts, speak in nuestros corazones. And Father, I thank you that you continue to teach us, Father, to glorify you, God. And I pray that this word will manifest in everybody's heart, and it will come forth, Father, for your glory, Lord. And I just thank you for what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do. Thank you for allowing us to be students and be teachable, God. And I thank you that you're going to perfect my reading, God, in Spanish, Father. But I thank you for everybody's patience, Father, and iron sharpens iron, God. But I just thank you, God, for your love, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Woo! Hallelujah.
Libro de Corintios, 13:12 dice, ahora veamos por este espejo, oscuramente, más entonces veremos cara a cara. Ahora conozco en parte, pero entonces conoceré como fui conocido.
Mm, that's powerful.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation, and the word of the Lord reads, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflection
mm-hmm.
in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But then we will see everything with perfect clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And that I know now is partial and complete and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. And when I was reading that last night, I thought about how when I wake up in the morning, it's just me, and I go wash my face. I'm like, ooh, Lord. But I'm grateful, and I know who I am.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's something about when you regroup, wash your face, brush your teeth, get in the mirror, and put a little foundation on. Come on.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And you detail them brows. Bam! And you pop on them little lips, and you be like, what you say? So that's
carefully one
way. But that's how God is perfecting us.
Yes,
we
yes.
come in one way, but yes. we got to understand when we leave out the other way. There's
yes.
no way when I come in at night, do all that, and when I leave in the morning, I'm like new money.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, that's how God has perfected us, because when we first wake up, it's a little puzzling.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, okay. I mean, me, I have a do-rag on this thing, baby. The bun is. But it's something about when you send it up, and you be like, oh, my gosh, you go through. Right? Don't y'all do that?
Yes,
so that's so encouraging. But listen, this is what woke me up this morning at 6 a.m. This wasn't even in the little notes, because, you know, we're led by the Spirit. Yeah, we study to show ourselves approved. We do. But something about the Holy Spirit, when he take over and drive, you got to just shut it out, man, and roll with it, because see, there's somebody out there today that this word is for.
Yes.
It will be life-changing for
yes.
you.
Yes.
And that is our assignment and our mandate. Each one, reach one.
Yes.
And if we can just reach one person today, listen, all the angels of heaven, woo! They are rejoicing! Because I'm telling you, it's not about the masses, y'all. It's about the one hungry soul.
Yes.
That's ready to go up and at the same time go deep.
Yes.
That's powerful, because when you and God, you can do that. So here's the deal. We are all reflectors. We just read the title that says we are his reflection.
Yes.
But we're all reflectors. And when we get dirty, we have no reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's a great dimension of this. As if you were riding your bike on a muddy trail.
Mm.
Come on now. And your reflector became covered in mud. And you went on from the muddy trail to the street to continue your journey. Y'all just roll with me. And when the lights of the oncoming cars came on, it was impossible for their vehicles or headlights to pick up your reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And fatal situations happen. Come on. This is exactly what happens when we don't become washed in the word.
Amen.
Hey! We got to get washed in the word, because this is so powerful, because the word of God says that he, Jesus, is the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you where to go. Go to John 8 and 12. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go! Woo!
Yes.
That's so powerful, because when you think about it, that's why you got to be careful as you ride through life, walking through life. You got to make sure you got yourself dusted off, because we're the reflectors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you ready, Flynn?
Yes. God's love letter,
which
is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es
lumbre es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos al libro de Juan, capítulo 8, verso 12. Y dice, otra vez. Jesús les habló diciendo, yo soy la luz del mundo. El que me sigue no andará ni en tinieblas, sino que tendrá la luz de la vida.
And that is so powerful, because here's the deal. Let's stop complicating the word of God. It's real simple.
Yes.
And if you can't do the King James, go get you something that you can do.
Yes.
English Standard, the NIV, the NLT, whatever you need, so that you can get the breakdown of the simplicity of the
yes.
word.
Yes.
Because here, as we were talking about the reflectors, and we are reflections
mm-hmm.
of him,
mm-hmm.
listen, the word is in the word of God, it reads in John 8 and 12. Jesus said that he spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow me, come on now, I can say that 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow me, not Pastor Lulu, and Sister Queequee and Brother Jim, and not even Pastor Marlo, but if you follow him,
mm-hmm.
you won't have to walk in darkness.
Yes. And mine says you will never.
Come on now. Because you will have the light that leads to life.
And life more abundantly.
Yes. So what life we talk about, this life and the one to come. Because you better check yourself, because you're going somewhere. Where are you going? We all going somewhere.
Yes.
Because we were talking yesterday, me and these amazing women of God over here, and we were talking about that we are spirit. We house in this body, but this is just dirt.
Mm-hmm.
If you dirt her, mm-hmm. And you dirt, you might be bronze, blue, or I don't, you dirt. And guess where you're going back to?
Dirt.
So when you go back to the dirt, where your spirit going?
Ooh, oh, Jesus.
Because that's going somewhere, guess what? Forever.
Yeah.
And you got to make a decision. Where do you want to go? You got to say, Lord, hey, I just read Rahira, in this word, that you said that if I follow you, that I'm going to have what? I'm going to have the light that leads to life.
Yes.
Come on, let me tell you what. And I'm going to break it down even more for you. And guess who else is the light? Let's go to Matthew 5 and 14.
Yeah.
We're bringing the truth because we live in it. We stay lit. We living in the truth.
Yes.
So listen, Matthew 5 and 14 says what, twin?
Yes. And also we have a call-in number if you want to call in and you want to share the word with us or scripture or prayer. And the number is 646-668-2247. And you could call us right now live for anybody that doesn't know. And we are Block Talk
Radio.
Wow. So I just wanted to encourage y'all to call us. Okay.
Thank you. And don't forget, so we left off right here. And yes, now the word just told us that Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes.
Okay, so now it's going to tell you who else is the light. So you ready?
Mm-hmm. God's love letter.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. The Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos al libro de Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
Y es capítulo 5, verso 14, y dice, vosotros sois la luz del mundo.
Mm-hmm.
Una ciudad asentada sobre un monte no se puede esconder.
Come on now.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
It says that you are the light of the world. Who is? You. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Damn! So Jesus is that, but he also told you that you are that.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you believe that, because if you don't believe it, how can you expect someone else to believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the only Jesus that a lot of people going to see.
Yeah.
And if we don't get crumped, because here it is, we are his reflection on high beam.
Yeah.
So when you hear people say to you, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, everybody has heard this at some point in their life. You are glowing.
Yeah.
Come on, Hope.
Amen.
If you heard that before, remember, you are reflecting like a reflector.
Yes.
And you are a reflection of God.
Yeah.
So every time somebody speaks to us, so your mind got to shift. Because now when you hear that, it's going to be different for the rest of your life. When somebody say, you are glowing, it's something about you. That's because you are his reflection. And you have to believe that. So don't make it like, ooh, I must got on some new makeup. Ooh, nope. Because you don't have to have none of that on and you can still glow.
Yeah. Amen. Sure. Amen.
You should really be glowing without it.
Yeah.
You know, we just call this enhancement. We just call a little enhancement. Okay? But we just want to speak life to you.
Yes.
Because so many people don't even know who they are.
Yes.
They don't even know what they were created to do.
Yes.
They are walking around just dark, lost, and dead.
Yes.
But we're the life.
Yes.
We're the source. And we have to stay connected to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stay in your word.
Mirror.
You got to stay in your word.
Yes.
What did you say? It's our what?
Mirror.
So it's our mirror. So
it's
now y'all hear what she said. So we're going to back up the word with that mirror.
Yes.
Go ahead, twin. Proverbs 27:19.
Yes.
So listen, write these scriptures down. Go back and read this for yourself. You ain't got to believe me.
Yes.
But you can go read this for yourself and see what God is saying to you. And if your walk is not different from when the, because I'm telling you, this is the living word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's moving and breathing. And mm-hmm. every time you open it, it's going to show you something different. Mm-hmm.
Esta es la palabra de Dios en nuestro espejo.
Come
so
on,
tenemos que leerla para que se manifieste. So le damos toda la gloria a Dios.
You,
and God's love letter,
which
is
fire.
La palabra
woo!
De Dios que es
lumbre, es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos a ir al libro
woo!
De Proverbios, capítulo 27, verso 19.
Mm-hmm.
Y la palabra de Dios dice... Como en el agua, el rostro corresponde a rostro. Así el corazón del hombre al del hombre.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
And you know what's so powerful about this? Even though this word in Proverbs 27:19 begins to talk to us about who we are as a reflection, it says that her face is reflected in water,
mm-hmm.
so the heart reflects. Mm-hmm. The real person.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. No matter what you're looking at, it's all about your heart.
Yes.
Because
yes.
God is the God of the heart.
The
what
heart.
Is he saying?
As water reflects the faithful, the heart reflects the person.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because when you got a raggedy heart, you could be all made up and flowing and bam, bam.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you,
rotten inside.
And you could be rotten on the inside.
Yes.
And don't you think that the real seers don't see you?
Because
mm-hmm. the real seers see you, and all we can do is pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't judge nobody because this. Listen, you better know it. Just we're gonna encourage you. Just be you, because
mm-hmm.
it's only one original you.
Yes, yes.
It's no
that's
copy.
Right. No, that's right.
I'm telling you.
We learned that from Pastor Emma.
You better say it.
Probably
one, you know, original. God created you because you're his reflection.
Yes.
So that's why you can be you. Stop trying to be like other people.
Yes.
Because that's where your struggle in life going to be. You're going to always be disappointing yourself.
Yes.
Because that's impossible, really.
Yes.
Because there's no way, even though this is my twin in the spirit, I still can't be Laura Kelly. And Laura Kelly still can't be me.
Mm-hmm.
But check this out. Together, we are doomed.
Dunamis.
We're like dynamite. Bam, 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 bam. Because God is the God of the heart. He's the God of the heart.
Yes.
He's the one that created us in our DNA, our makeup. But the main thing he's looking at is your heart. Because see, if your heart ain't right, he can't trust you with nothing.
Yes.
He can't trust you with no more people.
Yes.
So if you're looking for your spouse, go get yourself worked out.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Am
yeah.
I talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Get myself worked on. Because see, that's why this stuff don't last. That's why I love hanging out with Mama Dalise and Papa Jack, because they show you how to last. How long in this marriage?
47
years!
Yeah.
Woo! 7 years in a marriage. Don't think they have to get their karate out at some point. Okay? But at the end of the night, they laid it down.
Yeah.
And said, it's all about love.
Living.
One another. And now in the 47, you ought to see them. They like the yin and yang. They got that yin and yang going on. And if God did it for them, don't you think he'll do it for you?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, because listen, we're all his children and has no respect of person. But we got to get it together. Because sometimes we don't end how we start. You know, but this is real talk, America. You know, we have to understand that we got to work on us.
Yes.
And stop
yes.
trying to change people.
Yes.
Because you're not the change agent.
Yes. Yes. And Pastor Mello, one of the very first scriptures that God showed me when I was a baby Christian, it was the First Samuel 16 verse 7, where he says, man looks at the outside appearance, but God looks at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would complain to God about my husband, every time he will give me a scripture for me. No, you need to change you. You can't change him.
That's
I will
right.
do that. You got issues, girl. And I did, and I
still
have a
moment.
But you know what's beautiful about God? That he never leaves us
where
or behind us. It's like him in his mirror, his word. Man, there's things inside that, I'm telling you, wow. That's why when my family started coming to church, God was like, even my husband back then when he was still here, on this earth, which is temporary, we're ambassadors passing through.
Right.
he started going. He's like, okay, if God could change you, he could change anybody. All my family, my mom, my brothers, yeah. I remember when they met Pastor, they go like, oh, we're related to Laura. If God could change her, he could change anybody. And then when they would share the things that I used to do and say, they're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, even Mama Susan said, I can't. Oh, yes, Mama Susan, I don't want to talk about it. But you know what? But
yeah.
Praise God for his mercy yeah. and grace and do it forever. But I had to pray, Grandmama.
You better know so it.
Grandmamas, mama, sisters, fathers, just pray for your children.
And
pray
you know what, Laura, on that note, that's why we have to encourage people. You have to have a covering.
Yes.
No. You have to have people that are praying for you
yes.
that can really know how to go up and knock on the heaven's door on your behalf.
Yes. Yes.
Because if it wasn't for my papa being in the closet before the War Room movie, he had a war room.
Yes. Yes.
You have to make sure that you are connected with people who have your best interest at heart. And when you're wrong, they'll tell you you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not of God.
Yes.
It's okay to be corrected because correction is love.
Yes.
Yes.
It's real love. Don't you whoop your kids? Get over there and sit down and don't you come out until I tell you to get it right.
Shut up.
Yes. And God does that with us.
Yes.
And then our overseer, you know, the people that cover us, they'll tell you. You know, but we want to make sure we do it in love,
yes. You
know, because love covers a multitude. It does.
Yes.
And that's why God is really talking to us about we are his reflection.
Yes. And also one thing that's very, very, very awesome in the Lord that in your workplace, you know, like I used to work at a Chinese restaurant and, you know, everybody in there believed in the Buddha and all that. But when God starts showing you people that are not, that hasn't received him
right.
as Lord, Savior, or salvation, or whatever the Lord has for them, of course, he wants them to know who Jesus is for his glory and for salvation. You intercede and pray for them
yeah.
because, and we don't do it, who is? You're not there by chance at your workplace or the areas that God has you working. If we don't pray for people that are not lovable, because I know, Marlo, I was not lovable years ago.
Yeah.
I was a mean person. I was hateful, but thank God that he didn't leave me there, and I'm not there no more. Okay, that's the old man. I'm you and him in Christ Jesus. But pray, and it's where I'm at now, you know, pray for those souls. Pray, intercede for them, because God's going to honor what you do in the secret place. And when you intercede for people, that the struggle is real, the bondage is real, because we've been there, Pastor.
Absolutely.
And God had mercy on us, and
absolutely.
Still does, you know? So I'm learning to pray for people and even
and just love on them,
you know?
Yeah, and just be the light and
yes.
be love, because
yes.
God is love.
Yes.
You know, and it don't matter what people choose to reside
yes.
and be. We are the ones to love on them.
Yes.
Because how can we say that we are sold out and like we were saying earlier, and we don't have no love?
And hurting people.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I met some people that were so mean and hateful. And then when I found out the struggle, what happened to them as children, this and that, wow, you know, they're in bondage. And then I think God set them free, mm-hmm. you know, and bring healing, deliverance, salvation. And it's like, wow, because
yeah.
I remember me, okay. But, yeah, and there's power in intercession,
yeah.
and that's what God will have us do
yeah.
for his
but
glory.
But that's like the chain,
yes.
you know, when we lock our arms together,
yes.
we become very powerful.
Yes.
And one thing I do want to, like, really expound on at this moment is that when we were talking about reflection, one thing about reflection, it brings learning to life.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to be teachable
yes.
because reflective practices helps learning find relevancy. It does. And meaning in a lesson. That's
mm-hmm.
what life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, we go through stuff, but
yes.
just learn from it.
Yes.
And
yes.
it also increases insight and it creates a pathway to future learning.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and we have to be mindful that we have to make sure we are learning, knowing, and growing
mm-hmm.
every single day. Because if you think you know it all, I'll holler at you on the other side. Yeah, because you're supposed to leave here. If you think you got it together and you know it all, because none of us know it all. We got to learn every day what God is telling us, and we got to get connected to the good news.
Yes.
The
Woo!
Wonderful news. This is good news,
yes,
y'all.
That's yes, that's
yes. And we know about the how many Papa Jack? 3,573. What you want to say, Papa?
Get
you one. That's all you gotta get. But y'all know me, I'm sold out. I'm gonna get all 3,000. And you can have them every single day. You don't have to stretch them out. Get you 3,000 promises today. Mm-hmm. And you can walk them all out if you want to. It's up to how hungry are you? Mm-hmm. I want it all. Because it's a promise.
Yes.
And I'm going to get it and come back with it and share it with everybody else.
Yes.
But I got the big eye on you, though, because I'm a fruit inspector.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if your fruit is bad, your root is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to tell you right now. So you can call and say, that's pastor. She said that she'll help. Yeah, I will help. But you're not going to come over here because I hear a speed bump. Okay? I just want everybody to know. Y'all know how when you're in the freeway and you get over the lake. I hear them. Okay? I hear them in the spirit. And I know when I'm out of my lane and when you done got in my lane. Okay? But I'm here to push anybody off the cliff. If you're ready to roll, ready to fly, let's go. Yes, but if you're not ready, don't come waste my time. And I'm not going to waste your time. Come on now.
Yes.
Sister Cherie, we miss you this morning.
Yes.
Sister Cherie,
yes.
Love you, girl. But, you know, I've been trying to go to commercial for 20 minutes. I'm going to try this, Lord Kelly. We're going to go to commercial.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on the Queen of Talk.
Yay!
So I'm just so excited about it.
Queen of Talk.
To the channel search and look up Queendom Talk, and you will see this amazing logo with the crown and the flow, and you just make that your channel.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And then you will see all these amazing people that are there to inspire you by their conversations, their books, their ministries, their media, whatever God is doing in this season for you. God has given us the platform to bring you on.
Susan, she wants to join you. Okay. Good morning, butterfly.
Yeah, butterfly. But, you know, it's just such a powerful tool. See, media is a powerful tool because we, and we quit complaining about whether computers is the devil. Well, it's the people. It ain't the computer.
Right.
Okay? Right. So, but what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Are you saying, well, I'm going to take it by force.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it by force. Uh-oh. And I'm going to tell you right now, whatever God is calling you to do, do not look at your bank account.
Do not. Do not.
Because you're going to be always in the corner saying, I ain't got enough. But God is the God of more than enough. He'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. You can take it to the bank if you want to, because what he got is worth more than Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Frost, PNC.
Get it.
What he got, I'm trying to tell you. So I'm telling you, you know, people like, how do you do all this? I don't do nothing. I just say, what you need me to do, Lord? I'll be the ambassador. But, you know, just tell me what to do, and I know you're going to make provisions. See, God is wanting you to just go to the other side.
Yes.
All the provision is right over there.
He just wants to say yes.
All you got to do is say, here I come, and get with it. Yeah, because there's no way that my bank account tells me that I could be an executive producer, but I am. Or even an executive and another, and I'm producing over here, executive and preaching over here. And guess what? Every platform costs money.
Yes.
Every platform costs money. And if you know that this ministry is a blessing to you, feel free to zell us. Put your seed in some fertile ground. You can zell this ministry to keep this podcast and broadcast and everything we do on the air.
Yes.
And you can zell it to marlomoseyministries@gmail.com, and we will put it in the caption. And you can be a blessing to this house.
Yes. And you also to come to the boutique that we have, and we have the pizzas, the bags, and much more.
Yeah. And all
and Christmas coming up, so come by, get some gifts.
Yeah.
To bless them, to be a blessing.
And all those things go back into the to yes. that. You know,
yes.
whatever we do here, they go into
yes.
the
yes.
soil of what we do. So we just want to encourage you. We do the Kingdom in a whole new dimension, a whole new studio. And this is our Blog Talk Radio studio here. It's really the Mansion Media Studio. And this is, of course, you guys know we're at the Mornings at the Mansion today, every Tuesday. But if you are, if you've been in the face of God saying, Lord, I just want to be a blessing to the nation, this is the way to go. And you can do your own podcast here
yes.
because we have airtime that you, that will be available for you,
yes.
that you can come and let the Lord use you
yes.
and be an encouragement to the body,
yes.
to the nations. Because when we're on our blog radio, we have people all over the world, Africa, Asia.
Yes.
They are listening.
Yes.
And
yes.
even on our Facebook, we have no clue of the people until they say, I know you.
Yes.
I've seen you somewhere. And I'm like, where? I don't okay. And they say, oh, yeah, you're on that show.
Yeah.
So I just thank God for that because if you keep pressing,
mm-hmm.
see, once you get in, you got in it. It's not going to always feel good, y'all.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not going to always look like nobody's listening. It may not be a zero viewer, but you just keep blowing a wind.
Yeah.
And you keep doing what God is telling you to do, and God will swing doors. Not He won't open them. He'll swing them wide.
And I have people say Woo! That they were going through something, and when they tune in, they were so encouraged and
yes.
in their spirit.
Yes.
You know, and I go, Gloria Dios,
yes.
hallelujah.
And, you know, and people think, well, y'all will never go through nothing. Y'all have to, oh, we go through stuff. But we have
yes.
to dust ourselves off. And get in line
yes.
and be an encourager
yes.
for the King of Kings
oh,
and
yes.
the Lord of Lords. Because it ain't about us.
Yes.
And trust me, I love what we taught on last week and Pastor Rick preached on the week before. Count it all joy. Count it all joy.
She said, we will have troubles, but take heart.
He already overcame.
Everything.
And I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You can get your joy on, baby. You can be like, and trust me, if you don't come and live with me, you better be rich. Because we're going to get crunk in the morning. Yes. And because, listen, here we go. We say, well, today is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you really glad? Because if you're glad about it, I don't know about you, but them Cowboys won yesterday. Uh-oh. Is everybody out there going, woo! Yes. But Jesus already won.
Woo!
Yes. He won. He said it's finished.
And listen,
I'm not trying to dog y'all Cowboys, okay? Don't get mad and see eggs on my cart. Don't do it. I'm not trying to dog the Cowboys because I like the Cowboys too. But see, I'm on the winning team.
Woo!
And never lose.
Never, never.
I'm on the team Jesus. Team. And when you're on that team, but see, don't nobody want to get crunk in for Jesus. But we crunk. Y'all know
yeah,
it.
We have the teacher right here.
I mean, you got the people at the Cowboys Stadium faces painted like dogs.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
Paint your face.
I used to do it.
Paint your face. And it's good. They be having, like, what's the parties on the tailgate?
Yes. Yes.
Don't nobody want to get on the gate and ride to the house of God. Come on, man. I'm just keeping it real. We can have a pep rally.
Yes.
We can
Jesus,
do it.
Jesus.
But don't nobody want to do it. They just want to go. And listen, then you drive off. Now, we're going to keep it 100. I hope y'all ready. First of all, you got to get your ticket. But
Ooh.
Don't nobody want to buy a shirt. They say, oh, how much them sold that shirt? Oh, they 20. Oh, that's too much. But you bought a cowboy shirt for $85.
Right.
And Jerry Jones went home and ate his steak and you had just some beans. Can I help somebody? Okay. So then you got to buy the ticket first. Then you got to find a way. And see, you got people over here that'll come pick you up. You ain't got to worry about no gas, no nothing.
Yes.
Because see, one day, real soon, I'm just prophesying right now, we're going to have a church band. Because when Laura Kelly roll up, you can get in her van.
Yes,
she already got the church van. And that's the truth. Come on,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
If I could just get a witness today.
And there's
but,
much more.
But,
gonna
yes,
pay parking.
You got to pay parking.
Ooh,
come on, y'all.
$3?
And then when you get in, you get radical, and that's okay. Listen, we're not knocking none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trying to encourage you, check yourself
mm-hmm.
before you wreck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
Come on now. And then some people say, well, you know, I can't really afford to do anything. Well, you can't afford not to. Miss the public service announcer from the Mornings at the Mansion show.
Yes.
Because only what you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
Only. I'm telling you. I can take it to any bank because we're the richest people in the world.
Because where your treasure is,
there's your heart. We rich, y'all, because guess why? Because we're not only heirs, we're joint heirs. You got to know who you are. If you don't know who you are and whose you are, come on now, then you're going to be in a lost and dying world. Because it's sure enough lost and it's sure enough dying.
Yes, yes.
And guess what? When you really come into reality, none of us never die. If you, we don't die. We just do what we call transition. We transition.
Yes.
And we go, and listen, y'all, I don't know about y'all, we in the mansion right now, but y'all ain't seen the mansion. You got I can't wait to get to the Emerald City. That's where I want to live. And if you ain't never read about them cities in heaven, go to Revelation.
Yeah. And my Angelina had a dream this morning.
Woo!
She was talking about mansions.
She
dreams that she
and
had.
The Lord showed, how old is she?
Angelina is seven.
The Lord showed an 8-year-old a dream about the mansions and all the stuff that. And was so excited about talking about it. She asked the Lord, Lord, if you let me go back to sleep, show me more.
Yeah, and he did. And she was sharing all
that. That's beautiful.
Like, almost a tear.
But see, that's why he said in his word, we have to come with a childlike countenance.
Yes.
When we come like that and, you know, we get so caught up, well, oh, these all those ANDS with your KJV self. Come on. I'm just trying to help somebody and can't run off no demons. We gotta take our power and authority.
Woo!
We gotta get equipped.
Yes.
Because listen, the world is getting darker, and we got to turn up.
Yes.
We got to be the light. Back here in John, the Word told us, you are the light of the world.
Yes.
So now it's up to you to turn your high beams on in this ever so dark world, so that people can see your light. Because the Word tells us, let your light so shine, so that men may see your good works and glorify the Father. So stop trying to get the glory just because you got a new, brand new house. That's God's house.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we own belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the money in your bank account is not yours. You say, well, Pastor, that can't be true. I work for that money. Okay, well, without God giving you breath, strength, and blessing you with the job, so without him, we are nothing.
Nothing. No,
we have nothing. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, so that's why you got to check yourself, because we get so puffed up and then we become prideful and we think it's us. And listen, just in case you set your alarm clock and woke up, it's not your clock. Because if God said you're going to come with me today, somebody else will be turning off your clock.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know.
Because
we serve a God that gives us life and life more abundant.
Mm-hmm.
He told us he would. But then we sit around and we complain. Well, what about me? Well, what about me?
Yeah.
I don't have what Pastor Marlo have. No, but you ain't went through what Pastor Marlo went through.
Right.
You ain't sacrificed to say whatever you say, Lord. Because I promise you, 89.9% of the people are going to say, well, you know, if I were you. Well, that's when you have the power and authority to say, get thee behind me, Satan. Because you could never be me and I could never be you. That's impossible.
Yes.
So that, and therefore, that's why Jesus did that to Peter. He told Peter, get, because see, Peter trying to shut down the assignment from the Father or slow it down. Now, let me tell you something. People don't have the authority to shut your assignment down, but they can get in your ear and they can slow the process.
Amen.
Because only you're the one that can shut it down because it's your assignment.
Yeah.
But stop giving over your power. Well, I don't know what they're going to think of me. Who cares? What they're going to think of you? But guess what? They're talking about you anyway.
Yeah.
And guess who else they talked about while he was on the Via Della Rosa? Woo! Went and dropped the blood. They talked about Jesus, called him a liar, a blasphemer, and he went to die for them. That's why when he went to the cross, he said, Lord, forgive them. Because they don't know not what they do. And then after he laid his head and gave up the ghost, they said, oh, I guess he was the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and guess what? All those people that were there, instead of people today, there is a hell waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is real.
That's
right. See, the pastors don't want to preach about hell no more.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, I'm here today. If you get mad at me, just turn me off, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
Hell is real and heaven is real. Choose this day where you want to go. So you can choose. It's your choice. That's what I love about the free will. I love the free will. He don't put your arm behind your back and force you and say, you're coming with me today. No. He said, you can go where you want to go. It's your life. It's your choice. And that's all I know, because listen, none of us are guaranteed, even when we leave this mansion or wherever you are at, to make it home. None of us are guaranteed. But guess what? Listen, in the end, we win. And if the Lord chose today, I go on my little journey, and I don't make it back, I'm going to make it in.
Woo!
I'm going to make it in. Our sign is going to And then the real job starts when you get there. Because I don't know if you know, but they up there working on your behalf. They said, Lord, let's make room for them. Let's make room for them. So don't be sad when your loved ones transition. Because they are living life and life more abundantly. They living life like it's golden. Y'all heard Jill Scott? Living my life like it's golden. So, Pastor, you listen to that? Yes, I do. I mean, you know, we got to get all of this Holy Ghost sauce off of us. Right. Trying to act like we just so perfect. Only in him we are.
Yes, man. Yes.
Only in him we move and breathe and have our being. Yes. So I just had to be obedient today and stay crunk for the king because that's my assignment in this earth. And listen, when you tap into your purpose, when you tap into your purpose, you better be on full throttle because I found out I'm a Mustang.
Woo!
Yes! Hey!
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
And I'm like, Lord, why are they telling me that?
Then I found out I'm a Mustang. I can't slow down. There's no slowing down for me. Okay? So I'm just excited. And I go get refueled in the Word of God.
Woo,
this is my fuel.
Yes.
I get refueled in the Word, and I'm on go again. I'm in drive, and I'm gone. I'm telling you right now. And I am on a destiny. My journey is to see his face.
Yes.
Yes. And I just wanted to hear well done.
Yeah.
Well done, my good and faithful servant. Because you got two things you're going to hear from God.
Yes.
Get thee. Yeah, he's going to tell you, depart from me. I never knew you. But you was like, well, Lord, I cast out demons in your name. I served the people. I rolled out the carpet. Okay, but it was about you. So I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, Google it, look it up. You can read it for yourself. This word is true. And it will take, I'm telling you, everything in it, you can take it to the bank. Because I don't know if you know, but you are rich.
Yes.
Woo! You are royalty.
Yes.
Because there's no way, like Mama Emma said, to be in a kingdom without a king.
Woo!
Come on now.
Woo!
Have you ever heard of a kingdom without a king? Not the queen, because the queen is gone, but the king. Come on, y'all.
King Jesus.
Woo! So let's just keep it 100 from this day forth and forevermore. Because God has a perfect plan for you. So get with the planner.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I see right here in Jeremiah 29 and 11 that you said that your plans are to prosper me. Come on now. He says that.
Yes.
And so many other things he's saying that. But in the end, you will have an expected end.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to tell you, whatever your plan is, make sure it lines up with his plan.
Yes. Yes.
Because when it lines up with his plan, you don't have to do nothing but wake up in the morning and say, what are we doing today, Lord? What are we doing? Yeah, and he'll say, well, we're going to go get a mansion today. And you got $8 in your bank account. And all you're going to say, okay, let's go.
Let's go.
And you're going to get it. And then you don't have to do nothing but show up every day. And then when you get it, you got to steward it. And then here's the big one. It ain't about you. It's not about you. The things of God are not about you. They're about them seeing him in you.
Right.
Amen.
Come on. That's what's going to make the world go. That's what's going to turn the world around, y'all.
Yeah.
And we're going to all, because revival is coming, and that's going to be part two of what we're going to teach We're trying to prepare your heart so that you can break dance while you're serving God.
This is not
about, oh, no, it's me. I done gave it all up. You ain't got to give up nothing. This is when you're finna get some. Okay? Because he got plenty for you, and I know we all got plenty.
Queen, let him come.
I guess I don't want to get off. Okay. See, that's why I need a producer. Jesus, can you send me a producer in the name and by the blood? Because this is getting a little too much. Okay? For me to produce, do the commercials. I don't even get a chance to talk about the book. Sold out. And Soulful Prayers.
Yes.
These are the books by your number one best-selling author, Pastor Marlo Moses.
Yes.
I'm so excited. But we got a lot of stuff going on. I have to write down. I have to make an appointment with everything.
Yes.
It's just so much going on. And people say, how do you do what you do, girl? I don't know. Now I think I need a team. I got to put together. No, really. Because
Amen.
We're in full throttle because, you know, everything is open back up.
Yes.
And my reality, Mama Dali, was this weekend, I forgot the food. I forgot. Because I'm trying to do the one-man show, the one I preach about don't do me.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the business. And the Holy Ghost pulled me over and checked me in the middle of prayer when we were in the Global Night Prayer Night.
Yeah.
That's when he started telling me about me. Because he told me, you sit down and you get these people room. From Reynosa, Mexico. They traveled all the way because they see you on this blog radio.
Yeah, they
and they came to meet you and your twin because they don't understand no English. They only understand Espanol, but they understand the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So the man of God was in the atmosphere and he said, I don't know what y'all say, but I know God is here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so powerful.
Yeah.
But I'm just grateful that, you know, that's why you got to be corrected. You have to have room for correction. Because God is just trying to help you, and he's trying to get something to you. But, you know, there's no one-man shows in the kingdom. So if you're trying to do it all, and
no long range,
you're going to miss a whole bunch of stuff. We need it. That's right, Trish. We have to have a team. But when you're on Team Jesus, he going to give you the right people at the right time that really have your heart.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And they're going to say whatever you think we need to do, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Pastor Rick. I want to give him a salute right now. Because a lot of times, this is what I love. That's why sometimes you need a stronger person who have a stronger personality than you. Because I'll say, well, you know, this is what I think we should do. He goes, no, Pastor, this is what we need to do. We need to stand in the paint. Don't worry about them people. If they're not coming, it's just going to be me and you and God. Don't worry about it. It's all right. I mean, freedom. Releases me. He got my back. He's telling me, we got this.
Yes.
So he texted me this morning. I just thank God for him. What we doing Sunday? I said, we tag teaming. You ready?
Yes.
Bam!
And it's First Fruit Sunday.
Yes. So this Sunday at the House of Glory is First Fruit Sunday. And this is such an amazing time because we come together, people from other ministries. We come and we sup together and we Lord, I'm almost scared for this Sunday.
Every Sunday is better.
Come on, Tish. Trish is trying to tell y'all what's up. Okay.
And this testimony
Oh, my God. And not just
testimony.
That, but in the end, we fellowship together.
Yes.
We break bread, you know, because this could be our last supper.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know that's real?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, that's real. But we got to make sure that we're loving on one another and breaking bread together. Iron sharpens iron. Being there for each other. If there's something you need, let me tell you something. If you're paying your tithes and offerings in the church and they can't help you when you need it, check the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed, now listen, I'm just trying to help. I know we done ran over a little time, but I got to, see, that's the thing about when you're in the spirit.
Yeah.
You don't comprehend time, but I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember just a lot of people would come and connect to us, but they were at other ministries, which that's great because we're outside the four walls.
We
are the church. It's not about who, what church you go. It's not. It's about when we do come together, we represent the King.
Yeah.
Okay, so they would have stuff going on, and I said, Lord, we got to help these people because that's my heart.
Yeah.
So I just tell my executive pastor, I said, hey, we got to figure out some funds to help the people. And she would say, which was right. Well, I don't, Mom, are they on the roster for the, no, they're not. They're on another roster.
Well, what's going on with that church? I mean, that's a logical question. Well, why is that church not helping them? Well, I don't know, but all I know is what God's telling me. But that's a reality. If you are in a ministry and you are seeding, tithing, sowing, and when you go to your pastor, and then some people can't talk to their pastor. I'm like, what? They came and talked to the pastor. They got to go to 99 people below. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about what God's talking about. I'm not criticizing no church. I'm not doing that. I think we need to keep it real. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you can't get no help from the ministry that you're seeding into, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get it right, body. Listen to the pastors, mm-hmm. too. If you got some people that's been steady flowing in your ministry,
yes.
you need to learn how you can be a present help to
yes.
these people.
Yes.
Because now you just into counting the money and the people. And then, and everything else, the good, you know, being the good, you know, people and being the fellowship, and that's the one out the window. We cannot afford to do that in this hour. We have to stand up, and you can take your suits and your collars off and get down into the grunges and work the field. Because it's all about the souls
mm-hmm.
of the people,
right.
because
Amen.
You will be held accountable.
Yeah.
This is a serious thing. Mm-hmm. We get more fruit when we go to Bible study than we go to the big mega. Uh-oh, did I say that? Okay. I'm just trying to tell you what God is talking about. So we have to be challenged in this hour because we are living in the last days, and we got to get it right. And you got to, I'm here to fan the flame.
Yeah.
Like Apostle said, I'm here to fan it, and let's catch fire, and let's get going, and let's burn up some junk out of our own lives so that we can help others burn up the junk in their lives.
Yes.
Because that's what the fire of God will do. It'll burn it up. It'll send you. And you too can come out like they did in the fiery furnace, without not even smelling like smoke. Come on. If you don't believe me, you can read it for yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. So we got to close because we've run out of time because y'all know I can keep going. until I lose my voice and that's showing up my signal. But I just thank God for each and every one of you for your amazing love because there's power and support.
Yes.
And
if you guys,
if there's anything that you need from us, let us know. Prayer, let us know what you need prayer for because we are warriors.
Yes.
And we go in, and we, guess what? Every morning we say, come on out here, devil.
Yes.
Let us knock you out. Because we're going to slap you. Yeah, because he already know he defeated the minute you wake up. If you're a warrior, he said, uh-oh.
Oh, they're up.
Uh-oh. Somebody was riding my car yesterday. I was in my car, and they were on my car phone. They were riding in the car. They were on the car phone. And they were like, ooh, the devil bees. I said, I got to tell the Lord. I got to tell her. Help me how to tell her. I said, ma'am, please don't tell me no more times what the devil doing.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what he doing.
Yeah.
Because he's caring about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah, and that's why yesterday I was cracking up. So I had this experience yesterday. I was telling Lord after I met with these amazing, beautiful women yesterday.
Yeah.
I go to the bank. I have to help y'all right here, and then we're going to close.
Yeah,
I go to the bank,
and
I'm making a deposit. And sometimes I go, you know, it just depends on my flow. I go to the drive-thru, and I do the deposit in the little ATM. But you know me, I like to create relationships. So I went to the window this time. I really wanted to go in the bank, but I was so close to the closing. So I went through the window. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? Speaking life. So I put my check in the little thing, the drawer, and I started kind of floating around the drawer, so I was putting it back in there. So as the lady was closing the drawer, I put my hand up so it would fly. Well, I don't know where the check is.
Yeah.
So the check, it didn't fly out because my car was higher than the window. So it didn't fly back in my car, and it didn't fly outside because I had my hand up making sure it didn't come out. It flew somewhere in the mechanics of the drawer. So I held up the line at the bank. I wasn't trying to, but I really believe Jesus did. Because he'll use the foolish things to confound the wise.
That's right.
So the lady says, well, ma'am, can you just get out? I said, sure. So I got out. I looked under. They came out. Everybody came out the bank. This is so powerful. The bank will get out, but come on, Bill.
So
we activate because, you know, Laura, anytime me and Laura go, we always tell her we come to deposit our millions.
Millions.
Yeah. So we held up the line. I said, ma'am, the line is getting kind of long. So this is what I did. She said, no, leave your car parked here. So I got out and I felt like I needed to go talk to the people in the line. So I was like, how are you doing, mighty woman and mighty man of God today? I just was able to, I took that opportunity to blow a wind.
Woo!
At the bank in the drive-thru. So that they just could shift, because, you know, some people get impatient.
Yo,
no, not some. A lot of people get impatient. But when you call to flow an atmosphere, I don't care if it's outside the bank. Lo and behold, they never found the check. And the average person would have been like, you're going to find my check. But I said, oh, don't worry. God got plenty more checks for me.
Yes.
I said, I don't know. It's caught in the drawer. If y'all want to call the mechanical company to unmount the drawer, whatever y'all want to do. But I'm okay. So what I'm going to do is go just tell the lady right here another check. And I did. And I go a little bit later and I pick it up. But it's all about how we're going to represent.
Mm-hmm.
In any situation, are you going to be ridiculous like the ridiculous people you see in line and be like, why they acting like that? Because it don't take about a flick of a flame for us to decide which way we're going to go. So I just said, you know, ma'am, it's no problem. And you know what? The person I was on the phone said, if I were you, I said, uh-oh, I got to hang up. I just wanted to share that because it's all about how we're going to display our characteristics of Christ. Because if Christ is in us, why are you upset? And you just told the people on the radio you were rich. Why are you upset about a check?
Yes.
Hello? Because he got plenty of checks.
Yes, they're coming in.
And you just love on the people that you have the audience of that day.
Yes.
And you just let them see God in you.
Yes.
Whether you're at the bank, the grocery store. And if you're going somewhere, don't be in a hurry. Take your time. Because anything can happen. Right,
yes.
Twin?
Yes.
And just take any opportunity to love on the people wherever you are. And they'll always say, I remember this lady. She inspired me today, or this man inspired me today to just keep hanging on because there is love in this world today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And you had a divine appointment when you came to the mansion. With
yes,
the
my
mom.
Sisters are here today. They're here today.
Oh,
yes, they're here today. Yes. And your sister's here and Trisha's here. So, yeah, they came.
Wow.
They said that, and she changed her appointment, didn't you, Jazz?
Wow.
She changed her appointment. And they are massage therapists.
Wow.
And they will,
and
they will be, and they will be part of the wellness event. They're coming to get connected here at the mansion on Park Row and everything that God has for them. We just want to be a blessing in their lives.
Because
when I was going out of the spa door, is it
Ray Ann
was coming in simultaneously. The moment I opened the door, she was trying to come in the door. And she said, we're looking for Miss Hunter. And I was like, huh? Because I was like, you know, when you got 15, 20 people on the complex, you'd be like, I know Sade. She's like, I know Sade. I said, oh. She was going to start walking. And then we went to the church, y'all. They didn't know they was going to church. We went to church. And we had, I'm telling you, we had a Holy Ghost time, and here they are today.
Oh,
so
wow.
We got to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
What a blessing.
And I'm telling you, when you got Jesus in you, people will follow,
you
know, because they want to get ignited. It's hungry people in the world,
and
they're hungry for the things of God. So let your light so shine today before men so they'll see your good works and glorify the Father. So I'm just excited, Lord Kelly. We're out of time. You want to close us out? We've been out of time. Thanks for your patience and your love today. Woo! Hallelujah. But see, that's what happens, Jasmine. When you guys come in, like Trisha, you guys, the Panoma, which means
dove.
Woo! When you guys come in, you ignite us like a fire.
Yes.
You know how you strike a light and you light a match? Wow! That's what y'all do to us. And I'm so honored and I'm so grateful to everybody for the obedience. Good morning, Elder Robert Williams, mighty man of God. We salute you today. Thank you for tuning in. As
share
we close,
video,
and we will put our information if you want to sow a seed into this fertile ground. We'll put it on the blog. Well, Laura, I will. You will. But we'll do it.
Yes.
So you want to close us?
Yes.
Father God, thank you.
Father, we just thank you, Father. Salamos gracias, Padre. thank you for this opportunity to glorify you. Gracias por esta oportunidad para darte gloria a ti. And Father, I pray that you bless every soul, every person in the airways and every person here at the mansion, Father. All my sisters and brothers, todos mis hermanos y hermanas, Father, I ask, Father, that you continue to manifest in their lives, in their lives, and that you continue to bless them. Yo le pido que siga bendiciendo a cada uno de ellos y bendiga, manifiesta en su vida. And Father, you will get all the glory and honor and praise because you're worthy to be praised,
yes,
God. Te damos gracias que tú agarres toda la gloria. And Father, in your love, in your favor, and your promises, and your mirror, which is your word. Gracias por tus promesas, por tu palabra que es tu espejo. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Familia, share the video. And each, remember, each one reach one.
Woo!
Next Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah! I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I thought, I was like, that looks like Amazon. To God be the glory. I am so excited.
It's so funny, when I walked in, you guys this morning with my worship.